The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. I am so excited to partner with them once again in 2022 because they've got a lot of great stuff going on, including an entirely redesigned and renovated driving range and practice area. It's got top tracer. It's got, what, like 42 heated bays, individually heated, by the way. And it's even got a food truck and much, much more, such as two bars. Yeah, that's right. Go out to CogHillGolf.com today to learn a little bit more. And of course, you already know about all their great golf courses. CogHillGolf.com. We're also pleased to continue to work with our friends at WorldwideGolfShops.com. You've heard me talk about them many times before. They've got everything you need for golf. They've got apparel, accessories, training aids, all the new equipment. They've got deals like every single day. And going out to WorldwideGolfShops.com might just help you improve your game this golf season. WorldwideGolfShops.com. Welcome to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for all things golf, including in-depth interviews, new equipment highlights, and answers to golf questions you might be too afraid to ask. My goal? To help you learn more about the game so you can enjoy it even more. Let's dive in. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the show. This is Adam, your friend over at golfunfiltered.com. Are we friends? I don't know. I always say that we are, and I assume that we are. You can follow me all over social media at Golf Unfiltered, and you can send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. Happy Memorial Day to everyone who's listening to this today. I'm actually recording this Monday morning here in my GU headquarters. I need to clean this office up. If you've seen any videos of me on YouTube, you'll notice that I've got a bunch of stuff on the walls, and we've had the floor ripped up. We have a very old house. Those of you who have listened to this for a long time know that we have an old home, and it's got the hardwood flooring on the bottom here. But, you know, they had put carpet over it, and it's just a mess. And I don't know. I need things to put on my walls that look good on video. And one of those things, I didn't even think I was going to talk about this, but over the weekend, it's a big garage sale weekend, right? And if you follow Monday Q Info on Twitter, Ryan French is his name. He is associated with the Fire Pit Collective. He's a local guy here in the Chicago area. And he and his family are moving soon, and they had a garage sale. And so I went. It's just 20 minutes from where I'm sitting right now. Went, visited Ryan, got to meet him and his family. Very, very lovely family. And his daughter painted me a picture for a fee, of course, the little entrepreneur that she is. And it's a Fire Pit Collective logo. So if you're unfamiliar, it looks like a bonfire. And it was actually really well done. And I've got it here on my desk. And I want to hang it somewhere because, one, I think it's just, it's funny and it's awesome. And I'm just thankful that she wanted to draw me a picture. And the fact that she did this golf logo is just so funny to me. And so I want to put stuff like that behind me, like when I'm on video interviewing people, you know. And it's funny because as I've been doing this for a very long time now, and you guys, thank you for your support and listening to the show. There's always these little things that I try to add to Golf Unfiltered, whether it be the inclusion of video interviews when we have podcasts, whether it be different topics, different feels. We also have that other podcast that we did on the Secret Tour Pro, Golf Stories. Go out and listen to that, by the way. There's still people that are downloading it, and I every so often get a email saying, wow, this is really cool, and I really appreciate that. We had a lot of fun, me and my buddy Chris McEwen, making that thing, so go out and download that if you haven't already. But, you know, and by the way, if you couldn't tell, this is going to be a pretty loose episode. You know, I don't really have an agenda to talk about today, but I knew I wanted to turn the microphone on and get one out this week. There's a lot of things that I always think about to improve what we do at Golf Unfiltered. And, you know, it's just little things like that. It's like, what can I add to my office so that it looks cool on video? You know, just weird things like that. One thing that I know I need to do is I've got this custom golf ball rack. It looks like an American flag, but it's got the GU logo on it. My brother-in-law, I guess you would call him, is a woodworker. He made it for me, and I've got a bunch of golf balls up there, but there's still some empty slots. And I've got a few Bridgestone balls. My friends over there sent me those with some autographs on there. I've got a couple golf balls from places I played, like Kenyatta. You heard me talk about that last episode, as well as a few others. And so I need to focus on this office for a little bit. You didn't know that this was going to be office talk today, and I didn't either. Anyway, wife has been in Mexico for, she actually comes home today. I have to go pick her up from the airport a little bit later this afternoon. She's been away for 6 days. And I have been at the golf course every single day since then, doing something, whether it be playing golf or just, you know, hitting balls, practicing, whatever. I am extremely sore this morning. But one thing I knew I wanted to talk about is just, it's interesting when you actually dedicate that much time, like those many days in a row, to working on your game. It could go one of two ways. And I've experienced this multiple times throughout my playing career. I've played for 26 years now, I think. And what I've noticed this week is I figured out a lot of different things about my golf swing. And it's funny that I'm still discovering things about my swing so many years after first picking up a golf club. And this is what we love about the game, right? You continue to learn things every time that you go out to the golf course or the driving range. And one of the things that I discovered for myself is, you know, I focus way too much on my backswing. I really do. And it's easy to do that because that's almost, well, it is literally the one point of the swing where you have complete fearlessness, perhaps, because you're not hitting the golf ball on the backswing. And so it's almost like you want to be in the right position. And I just, for years and years and years and years, I would watch YouTube videos, listen to podcasts, watch instructional videos, read books on where I should, you know, where my body should be in terms of positions on the backswing. And the other day I just went out to the range and I was feeling a little bit sore. You know, I'm turning 40 this year and things are starting to hurt a lot worse than before. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to worry about mechanics at all. I'm just going to get up there and I'm going to just swing. And I'm just going to allow all these years of grooving something in my body to take over and to see what happens. Now, in the past, I would have never thought to do that. I always thought, you know what, practice with a purpose. You're going to go and you're going to work on one thing and this, that, and the other thing. You know, all the things that books say, for example, for you to do. But I said, screw it. I'm not doing that. And you know where I'm going with this. I just let muscle memory take over and I probably had my best range session of the year. No joke. Things were coming off pier. Yeah, I hit a few, you know, thin shots or bad shots here and there, but throughout the large bucket that I purchased, I mean, it was one of those where it's like, why can't I just play the game and not worry about how I look when I'm doing it? Or is this right or wrong, what I'm doing right now? And again, we've heard this millions of times. You only have a few milliseconds to make any adjustments on the downswing, for example. If you just go out there and not care and just do what you know how to do. Yeah, that was a good sentence, I know. Sometimes good things happen. So why am I even talking about this? Well, along with just packed golf courses that I've seen over this last week, and especially today, I am not going to the golf course today on Monday. I've been there for too much. My back hurts. I just want to lay around, maybe go take the dog for a walk. But I almost guarantee you there are people on the golf course in the range right now who are getting angry with themselves, making bad swings, not getting the performance that they want. And this Memorial Day weekend is probably one of the few times that they get to play all year. What sense does that make? And you, right now, listening to this right now, I don't know if you're driving somewhere, maybe you're driving home or to the lake or something like that, or maybe you're driving to the golf course. Are you one of those people that get upset at your golf game when you only play a handful of times a year? Be honest with yourself. You know, we had Evan Singer from the Par Train on, maybe a month ago. And he's a mental coach and cool guy. He's got a lot of good perspective on the game. And he even said a lot of things that really I remember since our conversation about, you know what? There's so much judgment that we place on ourselves when we play this stupid game that you often wonder why anyone plays it at all. I just, my skin crawls when I go to the driving range, for example, and someone's just beating ball after ball, cussing, getting all sorts of frustrated. And don't get me wrong, I get frustrated too. But it's got to go real quick. Real quick, you got to get over that. And I just, this is something that you do for enjoyment. You're supposed to. And if you don't put the time in to practice, which is fine, no judgment there. You don't have to practice. Go out and do you, whatever you want to do with your golf game. But if you don't put the practice in or the time to do it, then you got to have expectations that are on the bottom of the barrel. And I saw all sorts of different golfers these last 6 days. It's just mind-boggling to me. You know, there's a lot that goes on in the world, and I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of you know, current events in the world, and especially in this country. You can go anywhere else, and you can't get away from it. It's all over the place. And yes, I let my thoughts be known on social media. You know, get over it. That's not going to change. But if you're gonna be, if you're able to set aside 4, 5, maybe 6 hours to yourself or with some friends outside playing a game that you supposedly love, well, there's no reason to get that angry at things. A couple days ago, a buddy and I, we went and played Schaumburg Golf Club. Really, really nice golf club. It's renovated recently, I believe. I know they did. They got 27 holes there, and I know at least their tournament course, they completely renovated. But I think they did the greens at the other 18 as well. We got paired up with a father and son. And these two were so much fun to play with. I mean, they were out there. They're regulars, I guess, at the golf course. The son was 8 years old. Went by the name Buddy. And this dude, I mean, he didn't waste any time. He would get up. He would play from the same tees that we did. But, you know, he wasn't hitting it far. And, you know, he just wanted to be with the dad. And, you know, he would pick the ball up after he hit, you know, 4 shots or whatever, which is fine. He's just learning the game. But what I noticed from Buddy was that he would just step up, hit the ball, accept whatever happened, and then go and do it again. It was great. And, you know, and his dad was, it was great too. He was, they were both learning the game. I guess they're relatively new golfers. If I remember correctly, they said they've only been playing for about 4 years. Dad got his son involved in the PGA program at this golf course. Really cool story. Dad likes to spend a lot of money on golf clubs. We had many conversations about equipment. But they're just out there having a great time. Meanwhile, me and my friend are out there and we're trying to, well, I mean, we were okay. He was playing well. I wasn't playing my best. But it was just one of those instances where we're just out here. We've never met these two people. We're just having fun. We got a little rain towards the end of the round, which was really weird. You know, those times when it's still sunny out and it's pouring on you? Doesn't happen often, and it did then. And that was probably the purest form of we're just out in a park having a good time. Those are the moments that really stick with you. You know, there was nothing super special about what happened that day. Great weather, though, with the exception of, you know, about 10 minutes of rain. We went and we grabbed dinner after the round, you know, had a couple drinks, dropped my buddy off at home. I come back home, may have had another drink on the porch, you never know. And that was a great day. Didn't really worry about anything and was able to sit back and just enjoy that time, that entire day. You know, not to get all heavy-handed here, but the word perspective gets thrown around a lot. It's almost a joke. Well, it is a joke on social media these days. Usually it's in the context of a young up-and-coming star, you know, starting a family. But, man, that was a big, healthy dose of perspective this past week, for me, at least. Amid all the crap that's going on in the world, and I could easily sit here, turn this microphone on, and just go off on how I think certain things are wrong and all this and the other thing. Some of you would agree with me. Some of you would disagree with me. But what we all agree on, I would think, because you're listening to this, is golf is one of the few things in life that is a multi-hour distraction that allows you to exercise, allows you to be an interactive participant, and you can do it for any year in your life. And man, was it needed this past week. So I'll just say this. I let the dad and that who we got paired up with know that, you know, about this podcast. And if you're listening to this, sir, thank you for being part of a great afternoon. We were able to really enjoy your company, and I hope you did ours. We didn't act like too much of idiots, I don't think. And keep Buddy going on this game. He's going to be really good. The kid hit a 5-wood from a fairway bunker and peered it. One of the best shots of our group that day, if not the best. So anyway, if you're listening, thank you. Keep going. I hope you enjoyed. Hope you enjoy the rest of your summer. Speaking of that golf course, I left my damn rangefinder at the golf course. It's the Tech Clear, the KLYR. It's a great rangefinder if anyone wants it. Whoever found it, maybe one of the cart guys found it. I hope you enjoy it because I'm not going back. I mean, Schaumburg's not that close. But here's an idea for anyone who designs these things. Can we please get a Where's My feature on this? I saw it on Twitter. I forget. I'm sorry who tweeted it at me. I think it's a fantastic idea. If you can get it on your iPhone or your cell phone, you just push a button or whatever, or you go onto your desktop and you find it. I mean, can we not get that integrated into a rangefinder? I have left rangefinders at golf courses across this great land. They're just littered with my old rangefinders. Can we please? I know that there's like the geotagging things, or you could buy stuff and stick it to things. You know, I don't want to do any of that. I just want to buy a unit. It has it integrated already. And is that too much to ask? And yes, I know that this is a golfer problem or whatever. Thankfully, I have another one here. It's a different brand, of course, but it's from ShotScope, I believe, is the one I'm looking at across the room. But man, I really like that rangefinder. I might have to buy one now. Well, I always like to find reasons to spend money on golf, right? But $1 million idea there. Just credit me. Send me a unit if you come up with something like that. Maybe there's what? Is there one that exists already? I don't even know. I have absolutely. Is there a rangefinder that exists that has a tracking mechanism on it so that when you're an idiot like me and you leave it at the course, you can find it easily? Let me know. Adam@golfunfiltered.com. All right. The last thing I'll talk about today. So on July 1st, I am playing in an outing that is for a family friend who unexpectedly passed away recently. His wife is throwing it, as well as, you know, a lot of people who knew him, of course. And it's at Old Oak Golf Club or Country Club. Is it a country club? Old Oak in Homer, Illinois. And budget golf. They probably don't want me talking about this, but I'm going to anyway, because I reached out to my buddies, Ryan, Scott, all those guys over there at Budget, Steve, and they said, hey, we got this thing going on. It's just for a family friend. We want to give away some door prizes, you know, whatever. You know, there are a lot of good people in this game. There's a lot of not so good people in this game. Budget golf is one of the best in the game, if not the best. And I don't say that because I've worked with them for a long time. I don't say that because they're from my hometown. And I do say that because every single time that I reach out to them or they hear about something going on, either in my life or whatever, they are always genuine, kind, and obscenely generous. Insofar as they actually don't, we had 144 golfers, or we have 144 golfers playing in this thing. Every single player is getting something from Budget Golf. I went and I picked up the boxes the other day. I just was expecting, you know, hey guys, you got like a driver we can, you know, raffle off or something like that. Every single player is getting something. And yeah, I know. I'm not saying that for everyone to just hurry up and call them and be like, don't do that. Don't be idiots. But I just have to say, you know, I don't even know how to put words. I'm stumbling over my words trying to describe how awesome Budget Golf is. And those of you who have gone out to budgetgolf.com and you've bought stuff there, and this is not an ad read for them. You know, though, about their customer service. They go above and beyond every single time. And, you know, it's one of those where, you know, I consider them friends, the people that I mentioned at Budget Golf. And once again, they prove that there are things that are bigger in this game than making a dollar. There are so many different companies out there that would not have done what Budget Golf did. Just to support, they don't know this person that passed away. And I am consistently blown away by that company. So my only reason in saying it, and I'll, again, if they hear this, they're probably like, why are you even talking about it? Because it's just, you don't see it that often. And it's so impressive. And I can't say enough good things about this company for doing things like that. They are a company centered around golf that offer awesome products on their page from all the brands that we know and we talk about on this show. But first and foremost, they are a community business that gives back to the community that they're in every single chance that they get. If you've not heard of them before, go out to them, budgetgolf.com. I wish they still had the store in town. I loved that little store. But, you know, the online world now, which makes sense. But I just wanted to mention that. I just wanted to mention it, you know, and I probably won't make a big deal out of it on social. I may take a picture of the day of the tournament, but if anyone's listening to this from Budget, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you've done to not only support me, but especially for this. The people involved who are throwing the tournament, or the outing rather, were shocked and super appreciative of what you did. So thank you guys, Ryan, Scott, Steve, everybody over there. All right, that's enough for today. Go out, enjoy your Memorial Day. If you're listening to this on Memorial Day, have a great week. Don't drink too much, for crying out loud. It's a work week after today. play a lot of good golf. Again, listen to what we talked about before, what I mentioned. It's a great way to just take a few hours and appreciate what's happening around you, even when everything else happening around us might seem super crazy right now. So thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week. Take care of yourselves.